yoga teacher, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom, and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it. So today I'm going to be talking to you guys about content. We're going to talk about why your yoga content may not be converting. And I'm going to be sharing with you some easy fixes to help you to get better engagement and to help you to increase leads, okay? Get people into your community, get people onto your email list, and also to increase sales. When you put content out there, when you share it on social media, on Instagram, or you share it on Facebook, maybe you have a Facebook group, or you're sharing a blog, or you have a podcast, or whatever it might be, what's your experience? Do you get much engagement? Are you getting engagement? Are you growing your email list as a result of sharing your content? What's working for you and what's not? Have you ever felt like you're pouring all of your time and your energy and your creativity into creating this content, and then you're putting it out there, pressing publish, feeling all excited, and then nothing? No response, no likes, no sales. I want you to know that you're not alone, okay? Many yoga teachers feel this way. In fact, many new business owners feel this way. Business owners who are showing up consistently, they're posting regularly, engaging with their audience, doing everything by the book, and still not getting the conversions that they want, okay? And when I talk about conversions, I'm not talking about the vanity metrics, right? Such as likes. If you can't turn those likes into new subscribers, right, on your email list, or you can't turn those likes into sales, then your content isn't converting. The problem is likely something that we can fix, and we can fix it today. We're gonna tackle that today. We're gonna really dive deep into some of the biggest reasons why your content might be falling flat, you know, when you share it. I'm going to share some quick practical fixes for that. This session today is about strategy, it's about alignment, and it's really about you unlocking the potential of your content. So first of all, before I dive into it, you know, some of the reasons why content might not be converting, I just want to talk to you about the types of content that you can create, okay? Because quite often we think content is just this, right? We think content is just sharing on social media, reels, stories, you know, posts, carousels. We think that that is content, okay? And there's lots of other different types of content that you can create. There's lots of different ways that you can share your message with your audience and help grow your community. Essentially, that's what your content does, right? Your content's there not just to show that you're an expert, it's there to bring people into your community. But not just that, to bring the right people into your community. Okay, if we're growing an email list, we don't want to grow an email list of people who aren't really aligned with what we share and the topics that we're passionate about. There's no point in having an email list of like thousands and thousands of people that are just signing up to a general yoga class if your topic is on perimenopause. So your content, there's lots of different goals for your content, lots of different reasons why you want to create content, okay? But I just want to talk about some content types. Are you sending emails? Have you got opt-in freebies? That's another type of content, isn't it? Social media, right? I've talked about that already. And then long-form content. Are you creating and sharing any long-form content? Because when someone comes into your community and they're like, oh my goodness, this teacher is sharing about this particular topic, and they can see that you've got some interesting things, they want to go and see some of your long form content, right? They want to go kind of dive into it and really get to know you. And this is where doing Instagram lives, right, can be useful. This is where having a podcast can be useful because you're in someone's ear for like half an hour, right? This is where having blog posts can be useful, where people can kind of dive into what you have to share, and also where you can be discovered on Google, right, where you can show up in search results. So each of these types of content really plays a specific role in nurturing your audience and then moving them down this path to becoming paying students. That's what we want, okay? So it doesn't just happen like that. There's like an ecosystem, and all of these different types of content have their own specific purpose to kind of move people along to become a paying student. Let's just talk about emails. Think of this as like your emails as a direct line into your community. They're personal. They land right into someone's inbox, which is someone's sacred digital space. You have to get permission to come into that space. That means they're perfect for really nurturing the relationships with those people. And you know, here's the catch, like getting someone to open your email, it isn't enough. That's not enough, right? We need to then get them to click on something within the email as well. And you know, that's why the subject line is so important, isn't it? You know, the subject line is the thing that's really gonna grab someone's attention when they open their emails and they see all their emails that they've received that morning. You need to make sure that your email is really standing out, and that's where the subject line really comes into play. Then when they open it, there needs to be good content in there that they want to actually click on. Whether that's signing up to, you know, your latest masterclass or a free challenge that you're running, or maybe it's downloading a meditation or going over to your long form content on YouTube or booking your class or even joining your membership. All of these things, you want them to click on that link. So what's the conversion when it comes to email? Turning those email opens into clicks, okay, that lead directly into engaging with your offer or with your content, like whether that's free content or it's a paid offering, okay? So that can help you to make sales. The growth of your email list directly correlated to the growth of your bank account. Let me say that again, the growth of your email list, right? This is why we want to be growing our email list, is directly correlated to the growth of your bank account. Don't just be growing your community on social media. Yeah, it's borrowed land. Of course we want to be here, but we need to be thinking about how can I convert someone who's interacting with me on social media, who's having a conversation in the DMs, how can I get them onto my email list so I can now also be in their inbox and showing up there as well? You sharing on social media, what are you doing on social media? This is where we're building community, we're building brand awareness. You're doing reels, this is very top of funnel. You can be there, and again, you have to be very specific with your topics that you're sharing in order to show up in the reel feed of someone who is interested in those topics. But you have an opportunity to be there. And so social media is really like, this is where people can discover you, they can get to know your vibe, right? They get to feel your energy through the screen if you're doing stories, if you're, you know, doing these lives, and they get can engage with your content, okay? And that engagement is key. We want people to be sharing our posts. We want them to be saving. Saving is a big one. I talked about vanity metrics with likes. We want people to be commenting. We want people to be using keywords so that they end up in our DMs, right? If we've got automation set up, then that's happening automatically, okay? I'm going to be teaching a course all about that next month, so keep your eyes peeled. But we want people to be interacting with our posts because those small actions create that connection, don't they? Then next, we're moving them to the next phase, whether that's signing up to your email list, as I said, joining a challenge, DMing you, where you can then start that conversation. So what's the conversion here? From social media, it's about deeper connections, isn't it? It's getting people onto the list. Think like that, guys, and you will be creating content that really has a purpose and a goal. Every time you create something, think, how can I use this piece of content to get someone onto my email list, right? How can I do that? How can I use this piece of content to start a conversation with somebody? What is my call to action? Tell people what to do. It's really important, because if you don't, they don't do anything.
Good to have some content on your website, right? You're going to be sending people there, you know, especially if that you've got freebies, opt-in freebies with landing pages and things. Maybe then someone's coming onto your website and, you know, they're going to have a little look around. They want to see that you are actually an expert on the things that you say you're an expert in. If somebody discovers you on social media, they're going to go to your, you know, link tree or whatever you're using. There's going to be a number of different links there, and you might have a link to your blog. Okay, it's a really great way to show that you're an authority on this topic that you are so passionate about and that you love. One thing I want to say here, guys, is like, if you don't have a specialism, like if you're not really like focusing on something in this online space, it's very difficult to cut through. You know, it is. I know a lot of the time we don't want to pigeonhole ourselves, or we don't want to be just on this topic or that topic. You can have an umbrella topic, but get specific about the things that you're sharing about. Because if you're just general wishy-washy, come to my yoga class for stress relief, and you're not really sharing who this person is that you want to serve, it gets lost. It just gets lost. Like, there are millions, billions of messages being thrown out there online every single day. If you don't get specific, it just isn't going to work. Doesn't mean that it has to reflect spot on in your in-person. Go and teach in the yoga studio. Go and do your community classes, your beginner classes, whatever it is that you want to teach. But specifically when it comes to online, you have to get specific. The blog, the podcast, great way to be discovered on these platforms, especially with the podcast. Like, we're celebrating right now 200,000 listeners of the Yogipreneur podcast, which is incredible. I've had dozens of students have come through to the Prosperful Yoga Teacher program and our other programs as a result of just discovering me inside iTunes or Spotify or wherever it is. So great idea to have a podcast, repurpose content. What you're listening to, what you guys are watching right now is going to be repurposed, and it will be on the podcast next week. Make it easy for yourself. You don't need to be doing fancy things. You can if you want. You can do the interviews and stuff like that if you want. It's a great way to be able to network and collaborate with people. If you've got a podcast, you can invite people to have conversations with you, but make it easy. Also, go live with that person on Instagram. Get a double whammy out of it. So this is where the blog, again, helps you to convert people, right? You're converting a viewer into an email subscriber. So on that blog page, you want to be having something there in a little box that's like, hey, sign up to my 3-day toolbox for a better sleep, whatever it is, right? Again, it's specific, isn't it? Using yoga and breath work and meditation to get a better night's sleep because you're suffering with insomnia, right? It's very specific, problem specific. We're providing a solution to a problem. So you want that on the blog post page so that you can convert that person. Otherwise, they read and then they go and then maybe never to be seen again, right? And it's such a shame for that to happen. Okay, so what does this tell us? It means that it tells us that we can't rely on just one type of content. If you think that growing a community is just posting content on social media, and I've said it already, really, your real community is your email list. So all of these pieces of content that I've just talked about, they all work together. They all support one another, not just posting reels on Instagram. That's not the full ecosystem that we need to really create that trust and build relationships and nurture towards a sale. So we want to be making money. You know, if we're not making money, we haven't got a business, right? So we want to be making money as a yoga teacher. So we need to be creating all of these things. What could be going wrong? Let's talk about this. The first thing that you might be doing wrong is that you have a lack of clarity in your messaging. This is one of the most common reasons why content doesn't convert. And I already touched on it a little bit, but it's this lack of clarity. It's huge. You have to be crystal clear. Do you know who you're speaking to? Do you know the specific problem that you're solving? If your content is too broad, if it's too vague, it's just going to get overlooked. It's that wishy-washy content. It's not going to resonate with someone if it's wishy-washy. You need people to look at your content and they say, oh, that's for me. Does this solve my problem? Why your yoga content isn't converting and what you can do to fix it. So it has to be specific. So let's say targeting busy mums, let's say they want quick yoga breaks. They don't have a lot of time. You've got to say that in your content. You've got to talk about that. You've got to think about, you've got to get into their shoes and really think about what's going on in their head. You know, they're like, oh, you know, too many responsibilities right now. I've got to do this and I've got to pick the kids up and then I've got to do that. I've got to go shopping. When am I getting a chance for me? Maybe you're speaking to men who want to reduce stress and they want to do it through mindfulness. Okay, so it's really about getting your keywords together and creating content that's going to address those specific problems that your audience has. Okay. Let's say you see two posts. One says, new yoga flow, come check it out. And then the other one says, struggling with stress, here's a 10-minute flow to calm your mind. Or struggling with insomnia, I said about that a moment ago. Here's a 3-day insomnia toolbox or something like this for a better night's sleep. You know, and you get a breathwork session, you get the meditation, and you get this yoga flow. So it's very specific, isn't it? And you can see the difference there, exactly. Address a specific issue. So the other reason is because you're not focusing on benefits. You're focusing too much on features. Let's say you're promoting the features of the workshop are, it's happening in Zoom, it's happening on 31st of October, it's at this time, these are the things that you're going to get. Like, it's the features versus the benefits of why somebody should be there, what's the result that they're going to get, what's in it for them. They're not interested in the features, are they? They're interested in the benefits. People care about how your thing is going to improve their life and solve their problem or make things easier for them. That is benefit driven. Okay, and a lot of the time is yoga teachers are saying, come to my class, it's Wednesday at 7 p.m. It's in this community hall. We're going to be focusing on these postures. And then they don't talk about why somebody needs to come to that class. How are they going to feel, right? What are they actually going to experience in their body and their mind? If you don't do that, you're going to just lose people straight away because it's not drawing somebody in if you are not showing them the benefits, how your thing is going to help them, okay? So it's very much aligned or follows on from the first point that I made about really understanding who you're speaking to. Okay, first of all, understanding who you're speaking to, what the problem is you solve, and then make sure you're focusing and leading with the benefits when you talk about your creations that you're putting out there into the world. Another reason why it might not be converting is you are not providing enough value. People, again, are just gonna scroll past it. You know, they're not gonna stay there. They're not gonna watch your thing. They don't feel that they're gonna get some quick wins from it, okay? And that's an important thing to say here, thing to share here, is about quick wins. What is it that somebody can take from what you're sharing and implement straight away? Get a workbook, write down some notes with this. I'm gonna share some reasons why. So now you're thinking about your content, you're thinking, oh yeah, I've been focusing on the features. Or, oh yeah, I haven't really been giving people quick wins from my content. And now I'm gonna talk about some fixes as well. So you're getting something that you can actually implement straight away. Yeah, that is really when you're creating value for someone, and that's the reason why someone's gonna come back. That's the key thing, isn't it? If somebody spends all their time watching something and they don't get anything from it, they're not gonna come back, are they? If they listen to your podcast and they don't feel like they learned anything new, and it's not like it has to be groundbreaking, that's what you're gonna teach in your online course, right? You're gonna teach them the nitty gritty of the how-to in your online course and help them with the support and accountability to really implement it and embed it into their lives. But with your free content, you want to be giving people quick wins so that they wanna come back for more, you know, so that they trust you, so that they see you as the expert. They know that you can help them, right? They're gonna keep coming back for more. So make sure your content is loaded with these quick wins that hooks people in to your space and they can see, yes, this is the yoga teacher for me. This is the person that can help me with my specific problem, that has the solution for me. Another reason why your content may not be converting is because you haven't given a call to action. Touched on this already, but if you don't tell people what to do, they won't do anything. This is where the magic happens. Like, this is the thing that can be at the start of a caption, and it can most of the time we see it at the end. But it can also be at the start, right? You can tell people from the start, like, this is the thing that you've been doing wrong. You can say that on the front of the reel, And here's the thing, here's the kicker. This is what you now need to do, and let me tell you why. And then let me remind you again what you need to do. Your audience needs to be guided, yeah? They need you to say, here's the next step. Whether it's commenting or save this post for later, share it, or comment with this code word to get my free quick win that's gonna help you with this problem that you've been having. That's going to give you the next steps. You don't want to give them five things to do. Like, that's way too overwhelming. You just want to give them one call to action that clearly leads them to the next step. So those are the things that you might not be doing. Maybe you've already had an aha moment. You're like, that's the reason why my content isn't converting. So now I'm going to share with you some things that you can do to help you create content that converts even better engagement. First is storytelling. People aren't just going to connect with facts. They connect with stories. They connect with your story. Like, it's human nature, isn't it? Telling stories of students that you've worked with, this is really powerful. Like, this is a way to build relationships. It's a way to kind of add heart into your business. And, you know, sharing your personal experiences, sharing your struggles, the wins, all of these things is what really is going to help you to feel more real, right? You're not just behind a screen, right? You're a real person, you're relatable, and you're authentic. Most of the time, you've been in the shoes of where your students are right now. I've taught thousands of students, thousands of yoga teachers in my online programs, and I would say 95% of the time, teachers are focusing on a subject area that they have experienced themselves. So you need to share that story, how you got from point A to point B. This is what helps people to trust you as well, because you've been there. You're steps ahead. And you're relatable because you're steps ahead, okay? And you've been on that journey. The other thing here is to think about your headlines, the hooks that you use at the start, okay? So this could be subject lines on emails. We've talked about that. It could be headlines for blog posts. It could be the titles for masterclasses and podcasts. It can be the first line or two that you have caption on social media, or the information, the line that you put, the copy that you put on top of a reel, or the first slide of a carousel. What is the first thing that somebody's going to read? Yeah, really, really important that you're thinking about that, that it grabs their attention, because that's the thing that's going to stop someone from scrolling, or that's the thing that's going to make someone click on your email when they see it land in their inbox. Okay, so super important that you really think about those hooks that you're using and how you're actually sharing that information to draw somebody in. Okay, I'm going to be running a masterclass at the end of this month. It's going to be promoted next week, so look out for that. And I'll be talking all about this in detail, hooks and how to stand out on social media. And another kind of easy fix, really, and we have touched on it a little already, is really about providing actionable content. This is actually critical, and so this is why I'm kind of giving it its own kind of little bit of limelight. But if you want to build that engagement, you need your content to be immediately actionable. What is it that someone can do as soon as they've listened to your podcast or they've watched an Instagram live? What is the solution that you can give to them? You know, maybe they've got really bad back pain. They're really struggling with excruciating pain. What can they do right now that's going to help that? Practical, doable tools that they can add into their day. And again, it's these quick fixes that I talked about earlier. What about if you want to actually get people into your paid programs, into your courses? We need to create clear offers. You need to really make sure that your offerings that you have, okay, maybe you have a number of different offerings, that they work together, right? They're not confusing or overwhelming or too similar, let's say, but it's very clear what someone needs to do, where they need to go. So, you know, if you're launching a new course, make sure that your content is consistently leading your audience towards that new course. Yeah, you're not just explaining what it is, but you're explaining how it solves their problem, why they should be in this course. You know, you need to have a sales funnel. If you're selling a course, you'll need to have a sales funnel in place, okay? Maybe you're not too sure how to put that together right now. And all I'll say on that is you're in the right place, okay? You're in the right place to learn about that. But you're not just selling a course, are you? You're selling a solution. So it goes back to what I was already saying. You know, we're leading with the benefits, right? We're not just saying, hey, the doors are open, buy my online course. That's not going to sell. We need to really use our content in a way that helps people to see why they need this, why whatever they've tried in the past hasn't worked, why they need support and accountability to actually make these changes that they want to make in their life. We need to use our content to help dispel myths that they may have. Misconceptions or limiting beliefs that they might have around that topic that can help them to see that, oh, actually, I do need this solution. You know, it's here and I do need it. And this is the right person to support me with that because she's been showing up every week. She's been visible and she's sharing all of this content that's helping me to move forward. She's giving me these quick wins that are helping me to find solutions and feel better in my mind and my body and my spirit and my soul, right? So again, it just comes back to what I was saying earlier about this ecosystem of content and how all of these pieces work together. And when we do that, we can move people, we can build the trust, and we can move people towards a sale, whether that's into your membership, your course, your workshops, whatever it might be. So thank you guys for being here with me, and I will see you next week. All right, thank you so much, guys. Take care. Bye bye. See you. You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.